a Friday. Just wants the best for you, you know. So do we. It's Radio Life and Style, giving you the best. Best music, and some of the coolest interviews, introducing you to some really dialed-in people. And because we are still in the month of August, Women's Month, you know, every month should be Women's Month. We know this. But hey, this is the month generally where we put a big spotlight on amazing women doing amazing things. And we've been introducing you to a whole host of them throughout the month right here on your local radio station. Live from the heart of Belito, this is Radio Life and Style, and if you're just joining us, welcome to the morning show with me, Mike, in the morning, and I'm really excited to introduce you to my next guest, who is no stranger to the Belito airwaves, and every time she arrives on the KZN North Coast, we're very lucky that she pays us a visit, graces us with her presence, because she's very in demand, you know, and she juggles a lot of things, wears a lot of different hats, and we're going to get into some of that right now. As a business leader, a keynote speaker in big demand, strategic advisor, a mental health advocate, and the CEO of the thriving Sotheby's International Realty South Africa entity, Yael Geffen is in the house with us on a fresh Friday morning. Yael, welcome back to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Belito. You have really disappointed me with your weather today, Belito. Well, I came from the Cape.
Come on.
I was so excited to see my dolphins and be on the promenade. And what is this? What is this? Is this what we get for Women's Month?
You brought the weather with you, I think.
Maybe. But maybe it's all my fault.
You've got one of the... You just told me you're having a great coffee now, warming up with one of the best coffees you've ever had. And it's here in Belito. How's that?
Totally. I don't know where this... I'll give this... place of plug. Is it called Marketplace?
No, the market, the and the market. Lifestyle Center, and Yoli's, they do the best. Science of Coffee. They're the guys that power their coffee
the
machines.
Science is the, oh, is that their tagline? Mm-hmm. Because I thought of one while I was drinking it, because I felt like a Colombian on a donkey delivered me coffee in a cup.
Fresh from the mountains. It is.
And it was like straight from the Andes into your cup.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
That's good. That's good.
Thanks.
There's definitely royalties in your future there. We'll talk about that afterwards. But right now, I want to put a spotlight on you and to introduce Belito to Yael Geffen. People might have heard you on this radio station, or might have seen your name on social media or on the web. But in your own words, it's a cool chance for us to find out who you see yourself as. As I say, you wear all these different hats, but how would you describe the game that you're in to someone maybe who you've just sat down next to you on an airplane and they say, oh, you look like an interesting lady. Who are you?
My 30-second pitch.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful to be here with you today, and it's wonderful. Am I one of the last women being featured?
As we're wrapping up Women's Month.
Am I the last?
You best for last.
I have to make an indelible impression here. Okay. So if someone had to say to me, what do I do? Okay. I would say I unite extraordinary people with extraordinary properties. Because that's what I do for my living. I'm the CEO of Lou Geffen Sotheby's International Realty, and we match extraordinary people with extraordinary properties.
There you go.
And that's what I do. What fills my cup, and also what I do, is I'm a keynote speaker, so I have a range of talks and topics that seem to interest people, which is great, and are my passions, from mental health, because I've had a journey with my own mental health, and we've spoken about it before, and I've lost a brother to suicide, and I'm a very strong mental health advocate, and to authentic confidence. Authentic confidence is about promoting yourself in the world without making yourself and others cringe, and there's a knack to doing that, and I've kind of cracked that one, and people are enjoying that. And resilience and female leadership. So from the talks to the work to me, That's kind of what I do. That's my shebang.
That's a whole lot of shebang. It's a lot of different facets. And as you have grown into this journey and developed all these aspects of who you are, what you do, what fills your cup, would you say there was a defining moment in your life that really shaped your path whether it in your career or in these other aspects, and influenced the Yale Geffen that we know today?
There are definitely two. One, when I was young, so back in the day, this Yale wanted to be a famous actress, long time ago.
Hey.
And I remember being in Los Angeles the first time, and I was always kind of wanting to be something else other than what I was. And I said to my father, Lou, who is the founder of our business, Lou Geffen.
You might have heard of him.
Yeah, I used to see him all on the road as a youngster and think, where's my dad? I'm looking for my dad. But and we were in LA and there was a billboard. And I said to him, Dad, how do I become that? And I think it was a famous actress at the time on a billboard. And he said, in order to become that, you need to become you first.
Wow.
And I thought that was a very savvy, knowledgeable tip. And then most recently, the one that really kind of cracked it open for me was during COVID, I decided to do a speaker course called Story to Stage with Richard Mulholland, because I realized that as a business leader, and as a person that has gone through quite a lot in my life, I have a story to tell and maybe I should bring it to the stage. And Rich Mulholland is a crazy Scotsman and he's a mentor speaker for me. And he had this one exercise where we had to answer the question, what makes you remarkable? And I didn't know how to answer this question.
You're
I was
stumped.
Struggling. I was stumped. I was stumped. I almost went into a depression.
You could have just called us. We would have told you.
But that's the thing, right? And the next call he had on the cohort, I said, Rich, I'm struggling to answer this question of what makes me remarkable. And he said to me, Yael, if you don't know what makes you remarkable, the world will never know. And he said to me, you're so great at marketing your business, Lou Geffen Sotheby's International Realty, and promoting it. Why don't you treat yourself, your own personal brand, like a business, Yael Geffen Inc.? And I realized that that was when the penny dropped, because I thought, well, I can do this. I can promote business. So, okay, it takes the ego out of me. And I treat myself, my own personal brand, like a business. And after that point, I started entering competitions and volunteering to be on panels and judgings. And I really got myself out there because I didn't feel it was egotistical. I felt I was self-promoting a business.
Yeah.
And that was a real defining moment for me because that sped up my career trajectory times 10.
Wow.
Almost overnight. And that is a key learning that I'd like to share with your listeners, is that if you can treat yourself like you do your own business, you're going to crack something amazing.
Wow. It's like a really cool bit of mental gymnastics to get out of your own way. And
absolutely. Detach the ego and to treat. We're going to get no's all the time. And human beings, we carry our lovely egos and we don't know how to get over the no's. But if you can treat the no as a next time, not this time, rather than, oh, they hate me, oh, I want to go cry under the duvet, you know. And that's what we do as humans. We take it so personally.
This is it. Mm. And while you are now on this mission and you found this way to frame things that is really unlocking all this great potential, and you're tackling all these incredible projects and juggling all these different titles, how do you find balance with the demands of your professional career and trying to maintain a personal life? And do you have any advice for others striving to get a balance?
I think this work-life balance is a myth.
Just shoot it
or should
down
I say,
right now.
I know it's a myth. And it's something we all strive for. But part of realizing my brilliance was accepting and having compassion for myself that I am a mere mortal. I am not a superwoman, you know, a superhero. And women in general put this pressure on themselves, especially if you're a mother and running a business, of which I am. I'm a mother. And It's rubbish.
So stop being so hard on yourself if you haven't got it.
So something's got to give. You know, there was that movie, yeah. Something's Got to Give. And we'll never create this perfect panacea of having everything in balance all at once. But if you can be present in what you're doing while you're doing it, that's the greatest advice I can give you. When I'm with my son, I'm there. Mm. You know, if I'm watching him run athletics, you don't play athletics, take part in athletics, I'm there, I'm watching, I'm present. If I'm in a board meeting, I'm there, I'm present. I think what I've learned has become a space invader is this device that we hold, which is, it creates more of a work-life misbalance than anything else, which is technology.
Smartphone.
There's nothing smart about a smartphone if you're not present wherever you are, and that's what's happening. So if you can put the phone in the pocket for a moment and be where you are, that's the only advice. And to have compassion, because there are days where the proverbial S is going to hit the fan, and it does. And to have compassion with yourself that you don't have it all together. I don't profess to have it all together. And I think people that do profess to have it all together are lying.
You've been called out. And if you're just catching this moment in the interview right now, we're talking to Yael Geffen, a multidimensional, multifaceted woman in the world of work and business, but so much more. And Yael, can you share a challenge that you face since we're still in Women's Month here, a challenge that you faced as a woman in your industry and how you overcame it? Does anything come to mind in particular?
Yes, absolutely. So my industry used to be very male leadership oriented. So my late grandmother was Aida Geffen, and she still has, well, she's passed, but there's still Aida Real Estate today.
Yeah.
And then the amazing Pam Golding ran Pam Golding Properties, PGP. And we've shifted from an era of that into male-dominated leadership in real estate. So when I became CEO in 2017, I was the only female leader, and still am, in the top national brands.
Wow.
So the female leadership aspect has definitely slipped away, and I'm trying to bring that back into fashion, Mike.
You're doing a good job. You're making it look very, very good.
So I found myself in the boys' club, yeah. You know, and with very astute gentlemen who had been there for a lot longer than me. I was also the youngest CEO and a single mom. So there were all these challenges at the same time, and I really had to define myself pretty quickly. Made some mistakes in the way I started. Instead of leaning into my femininity, I thought, well, how do I become one of the guys? Yeah. You know, I grew up with two older brothers. I know how to do this. And I turned to wearing ties and, what are those things?
Power bow ties. Suits and bow ties.
Yeah. And I saw myself in my fifth or sixth tie. I remember doing a photo shoot for the Financial Mail where they were like, Yael Geffen spearheading the family dynasty. And there I am, and I'm wearing a tie. And look, I look quite good in a tie. I'm not going to lie. I can pull it off.
Not everyone can.
I can pull it off. I can sell my Hayekid, you know. But I looked at myself wearing this tie for the fifth time, and I just thought, Yael, you look like such a schmuck. What are you doing? Like, I'm 5'2", I curse, yes, but I'm essentially quite feminine. I'm petite. And I realized I was trying to filter my insecurities, and I decided to turn to foundations instead, turn my filters into foundations. And what I mean by that is I focused less on how I was being perceived, but worked on how I would perceive myself from the inside out. I worked on myself from the inside out versus the outside in. And I got a mentor. I networked. I did what was necessary. I resourced myself. And I built the confidence inside to not lean on the fake on the outside. And I returned to me. And I realized I deserve to be here. I deserve to be here. I don't need to prove myself. I need to do the work.
Hell yeah.
And the work is the foundations. So that was a big lesson for me. And a toxic masculinity in terms of what women enter into these male-dominated environments, you know, the women can become more toxically masculine than the men.
Interesting.
And I've seen that happen, and that's where we go wrong as women. So a lot of women in male-dominated environments who are listening to me right now will be nodding their heads because they understand the pressure, and there is a lot of pressure. But lean into being a woman, because there's space for female and masculine energy in a workspace everywhere. And we bring a lot to the table being feminine. And the more we turn away from that, the more we're running away from ourselves and our power.
That's a powerful message while we are reaching the end of Women's Month. And I agree with you. I'm sure there are lots of heads being nodded right now catching this interview. And while you are still busy writing your story, have you ever cast a thought towards this idea of legacy? And do you have a legacy that you hope to leave behind professionally and personally?
This is a question that has me rattled.
What? Surely not.
I think for me, I it's about being authentic. So leading from a place of authentic confidence, not faking it. You know, I think there's space for improvising. So if you can lead from authenticity. I do a lot of mental health talks, and I talk about my journey and what I've been through. I talk openly about the challenges in my life, and I think there's a new kind of leadership, which is that transparent, authentic leadership. So I think if they would say, she was an authentic, genuine gal who made us smile, you know, and made us laugh, brought some laughter into it. And on a personal level, I do want to inspire people. I believe I'm here to make a mark and leave the world a little bit more inspired. It's, you know, not just women and men, and leave the world a little bit more resilient. And I have this expression that I use, which happens in life and in business. I call it a crisis of confidence. Yes. And the acronym is COC. One can work out many different ways to say that.
Spell it, say it out loud in the office right now.
Am I allowed to or not?
Well, you know, it's a family show.
Well, one can use their imagination and spell out COC. But everyone has this moment, whether you Reese Witherspoon, whether you are a newbie to business or Richard Branson, you have this moment. And it's about turning inside versus outside. And I would like the universe to be full of really good people, not fake people. One less schmuck at a time. And just teaching people that they can promote themselves from a place of authenticity, that they don't have to turn to fake. There's so much fake in the world right now, Mike. There's so many fillers and filters, and I'm exhausted. We're all exhausted. And, you know, you look at the duck part, and it's enough. It's just enough. Just, like, be you.
Yeah.
Be real. And that would be my message, that by being you, you can be fantastic.
Well, you're leading the way with your own authenticity. Yeah, I'm feeling really inspired and uplifted by this chat this morning. And for anyone listening to this, if you're feeling similarly moved, and if you think this would be a message you'd like to bring to your organization, whatever it is, I would urge you to check out yalegeffen.com, where you can find out more about Yale and an overview of some of the amazing keynote talks that she gives, and one of the reasons why she is such an in-demand speaker. But Yale, while I'm feeling so inspired, I want to find out, as a final question, how you personally stay motivated and inspired in all these spaces that you are holding, especially during these weird times that we live in.
By surrounding myself with wonderful people.
Hey.
Stress outsources. I have two of them right here next to me. So if you can outsource your stress. No, I'm just kidding. Surround yourself with incredible people. And as long as you have incredible people that are in your corner, that are backing you, that are supporting you, that are loving you, fire the people that don't. Make a personal inventory. You are who you hang around. Boom. You know? And Anthony Robbins says it, and it's been plugged to death, this saying, but the top five people you hang around, you become, you know?
Yeah.
So you've got to think, who am I hanging around the most, and what do they represent? What are their values? Are they the same as my values? If not, I need to fire them and rehire. And I'm very lucky to have the most awesome personal support system around me. And that is the best you can do. That's the greatest gift you can give yourself. And if you are that person for another human being, what a gift it is that you can give them.
Amazing. Words to live by. And you've been getting them right here on Radio Life and Style as we wrap up our raft of Women's Month interviews with, I would say, my favorite woman, Yale Geffen.
Oh, yay, I got it!
You got the award,
yeah. Yay, I feel validated.
Okay, my wife's also listening, so I got to say, you're top three. Okay.
nice comeback.
Nice save. Leading with authenticity, Yale Geffen, CEO of Lew Geffen Sotheby's International Realty, and a business leader, keynote speaker, strategic advisor, mental health advocate, and just a woman of note. Yale, thanks for paying us a visit while you're in town this Friday morning. Thanks for being our final interview of Women's Month, and looking forward to having another great chat again in the not too distant future. Coffee on me next time you're back. Make sure the weather's a bit warmer. How about that?
Well, that would be wonderful. Thanks for this opportunity, and I feel very grateful that I was the last woman to wrap this up. And to all those ladies listening, carry on. You're amazing. And to the men listening, carry on supporting the women around you, because when you lift women, you lift humanity.
Hey, you're getting the message right here on your local station from Yale Geffen on Radio Life and Style, coming to you from Out of the Blue.